goyim in it who converted away. I mean, you're talking here about major, major catastrophes, major personal tragedies. And therefore, when it reached everyone, so then after a period of time, not everybody felt that he was a knacker. Nobody felt that he was immune from it. It's a little Rahman al-Islam, I don't want to even say it, but it's a little Rahman al-Islam, our situation in America today. Everybody, I always say everybody's got a cousin in California. Right, that's married to somebody. You can't be so self-righteous about things when it's already when it's in your pocket already. All right, the last point regarding the Takonas Rabbeinu Gershom, the fifth and final point, was that Rabbeinu Gershom authorized the Jewish kehilos to tax the individual Jews for the support of Jewish communal institutions. The what we call the kehila system, in which the schools, the cemetery, the chevra kadisha, the shochet, the rav, the dayan, everything was supported by the community, and the community had the right to assess the amount of money that each family contributed, and usually the assessment was based upon an educated guess as to the assets and wealth of the family. And if you did not pay it, so then you were in Cheirim, and to be in Cheirim was a bad place to be. My father's sister, my aunt, always tells us the story that in their town in Litte, there was a very wealthy Jew who all his life never paid up his assessments. When he died, so the Chevra Kadisha refused to do anything. They refused to handle his burial until the people paid up. He owed like 40 years assessment. And the children, they wouldn't bury him, they wouldn't give him the shrouds, they wouldn't do anything. That's like being in Cheirim, right? So that brings the message home to you. So they had to pay up. Once they paid up, so he was a member in good standing, then they took care of him. For us, it's hard to imagine these type of sociological situations, but that was the basis of the survival of the Jewish community. If you were not in the Jewish community, then you were out. You were out of everything. You couldn't get married. You couldn't get buried. Nothing could happen with you. And that institution is one of the takonas of Rabbeinu Gershom. So we've discussed quickly these five major takonas of Rabbeinu Gershom. I mentioned we have over 100 of them. And this laid the groundwork for Ashkenazic Jewry, for the system and the lifestyle of Ashkenazic Jewry, and it remains the basic way that we behave until today. So Rabbeinu Gershom lived, again, from 960 to 1030, and that's the founder of Ashkenazic Jewry. In our next lecture, we're going to go back to the Sfardim, and we're going to do the next 500 years of the Sfardim first, and then we'll switch over and do the 500 years of the Ashkenazim.